Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel. This is not just, hey, listen to this. This is a pleading of God, just like Hosea was pleading with Gomer. Yahweh has a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth, nor goodness, nor knowledge of God in the land. Just as Gomer was not truthful to Hosea, she would have made up all sorts of excuses, where she was going in the evenings, why she was staying out for the night. So they were to God. Terribly sad. And we've got to not be like that, but to be his faithful woman. There is cursing, lying, murder, stealing, committing adultery. They break boundaries. Bloodshed causes bloodshed. That's so true that the abused abuse, and we have to break that cycle. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells therein will waste away. All living things in her, even the animals of the field and the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea will die. Yet let no man bring a case, neither let any man accuse, for your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. You will stumble in the day, and the prophet will also stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. Well, this is God speaking in anger and reflecting the anger of Hosea with Gomer. And anger is sort of related to love. If you love somebody passionately and then they reject that love, they abuse that, go off with someone else, are not faithful to you, then you are going to be angry. And God was angry with his people because of how they behaved. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you may be no priest to me. Because you've forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. You remember at the start how Hosea married Gomer, and she had children, which were not actually from him, because she'd been sleeping around with other men. And on one hand, Hosea is very angry about that and says, not my people. But then he also does change his mind and say, no, I will try and make them my people. But here, God says, I will forget your children. Well, God didn't forget the children in the end, just as Hosea didn't reject, finally, the children that Gomer had had. But the point is that you see how conflicted God is, how his feelings are absolutely raw and live. He's not so far away that he doesn't really notice. As they were multiplied, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They feed on the sin of my people and set their heart on their iniquity. It will be like people like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and will repay them for their deeds. They will eat and not feel satisfied. They will play the prostitute and will not increase, because they've abandoned giving to Yahweh. Prostitution, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So the picture is of Gomer being a woman who was sort of addicted to sex, to having relationships with other men, drinking, etc. Her whole mentality was so wrong. As it says here, prostitution and wine take away the heart. And yet even then, God is trying to plead with them. My people consult with their wooden idol, an answer to a stick of wood. The spirit of prostitution has led them astray, and they have been unfaithful to their God. So it was first and foremost an attitude of mind. And that's the problem, that what God is looking for is our heart. And these people had a mindset that was just full of, oh, that looks good, I want that. Oh, that relationship looks good, I'll have that. Rather than being faithful to their God, they sacrifice on the tops of the mountains, burn incense on the hills. Therefore, your daughters play the prostitute and your brides commit adultery. Just imagine a bride who's about to marry her husband, but when she's his bride, devoted to him, promised to marry him, she's going off sleeping with somebody else. And that is what they had done. And that is what Gomer did to Hosea, but it's what we can do to God and to Jesus, because we are the bride of Christ. This is why when you read this, you think, I must urgently think, what are my idols? Don't flirt with the world. Don't flirt with sin. I will not punish your daughters when they play the prostitute, nor your brides when they commit adultery, because the men consort with prostitutes and they sacrifice with the shrine prostitutes. The people without understanding will come to ruin themselves. So I think God's saying, I won't punish you, but rather you will destroy yourselves. And that is really how it is, because God doesn't like condemning people. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Though you, Israel, play the prostitute, yet don't let Judah offend, and don't come to Gilgal, neither go up to Beth-Avon. Why mention these two places? Well, they were on the border between Judah and Israel. And it seems that the men of Judah would come up to the border and just hop over into the territory of Israel, the 10 tribes, to Gilgal and to Beth-Avon, and commit idol worship, and then come back to Judah. It's that mentality that God is so against, that, oh yes, I'm with the Lord, yep, oh yep, but then just hop off over the border for a bit of sin and hop back over. God saw what they were doing. And God sees everything that we do like that. Israel has behaved stubbornly, like a stubborn heifer. Then how will Yahweh feed them like a lamb in a meadow? God wanted to feed them. He wanted them to be his little lamb, but they were like a stubborn heifer. Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone. Well, Ephraim were the 10 tribes, and he's talking here to Judah, and he says, just leave them alone, even though they were technically God's people. And you've got to be wise in who you choose as your friends, even amongst the people of God. Their drink has become sour. They play the prostitute continually. Her rulers dearly love their shameful way. The wind has wrapped her up in its wings, and they shall be unfulfilled in the offering of their sacrifices. So this life of just trying to please yourself and do whatever seems attractive is actually not a fulfilling life. People realize that, and they see the better way in Jesus. And yet they still want to go back to the old ways. But in the end, in the choices that you make, this way of the flesh, this is not fulfilling.